We've spoken of Louise Ferenc before on this program, and we listened to her fine piano quartet a few months ago. Ferenc wrote 51 works with opus numbers, 41 of which were published not only in her native France but in England and Germany as well. Performances of her unpublished symphonies and overtures took place in France, Denmark, Belgium, and Switzerland. An accomplished pianist, she studied counterpoint, fugue, and instrumentation with Antonín Rijka at the Paris Conservatoire. During the 1840s, her Opus 26 piano etudes in all the major and minor keys formed part of the official curriculum at the Paris and Brussels conservatoires, just to be an, you know, tell you an example of how well-regarded her music was at the time. Although she was a successful and productive composer, she fell into oblivion after her death. Much of this has to do with her place in French music history. As a contemporary of Felix Mendelssohn, Robert Schumann, Chopin, and Liszt, she represented a classical romantic music orientation drawing on the German compositional tradition. But Paris was interested in opera, and when it organized orchestral and chamber music societies on a private basis, it assigned absolute pride of place to the German masters. French composers finally came together under Camille Saint-Saëns' society to propagate a specifically French musical aesthetic, but Louise Ferenc did not subscribe to such a line of thought. She composed in the spirit of a universal European musical language and viewed it as her task to make classical works known in France and to continue to develop their stylistic elements in her own compositions. Thus she fell into the cracks as far as posterity was concerned, at least until now. Louise Ferenc's Symphony No. 3 in G minor, Opus 36, was premiered on April 22, 1849. It represented a great success for her in that it took place as part of the regular subscription concerts of a series known throughout Europe for its Beethoven performances. It got great reviews and went on to be performed in Geneva and Brussels. Let's hear it now, performed by the Radio Philharmonie Hanover, the NDR, with Johannes Goritzky conducting.